Module 4, Lesson 3, 6 to 9 months. At this age, your baby's day rhythm should be relatively predictable, and your little one is physiologically capable of settling to sleep without help at this age as well. Your little one should be getting about 3 to 3.5 hours of sleep over 2 to 3 naps. The awake times have lengthened slightly to about 2.5 hours, and this may actually even increase further closer to 7 to 9 months, as your little one will most likely drop to 2 naps by then. For more on how to know when your little one is ready to transition to 2 naps and how to actually go about that transition, check out the nap transitions lesson in the troubleshooting module. Once that third nap has been dropped, we recommend the 2.5, 3, 4 hour day routine as follows. That means 2.5 hours awake time from the morning wake up to the start of the morning nap, then 3 hours awake time from the end of the morning nap to the beginning of the midday nap, and then 4 hours awake time from the end of the midday nap until bedtime. In terms of night sleep, babies can physically sleep from about 11 p.m. to 6 or 7 a.m. once they are 6.5 kgs and are only sleeping about 3.5 to 4 hours a day. But mentally, babies will often wake for a second feed in the night well past 6.5 kgs. If you are fine with this and it's a quick feed and straight back to bed, then there's no problem. You can continue doing that. Babies at this age can start to do a 6 to 10 hour stretch of sleep at night between feeds, and a maximum 1 to 2 milk feeds are needed throughout the night. However, a lot of breastfed babies will not drop that second feed, which is usually around 2 or 3, 4 a.m., until they're really well established on solids. So if your baby's having 2 quick feeds in 12 hours overnight at this age and settles easily after the feeds, you may find it less stressful to simply wait until you've introduced the second solid feed during the day and then attempt to drop the second milk feed of the night. And we'll go into more detail in Module 8 on how you can actually drop those night feeds. From 6 months onward, breast milk is no longer sufficient to meet the nutritional needs of your baby, and you should introduce solids at this point. That being said, solids are not yet replacing milk feeds. They're still complementary or additional to the milk feeds. That means that your little one will still need at least 4 to 6 milk feeds over the day, and most likely 1 or 2 feeds at night. So for examples on how to healthily balance milk and solid intake, you can check out the recommended age-appropriate day routine. It's important at this age to introduce foods containing protein and iron into your baby's diet, especially from 6 to 7 months onward. So that might be red meat, liver, egg yolk, lentils, or chickpeas. That being said, protein can also be hard to digest and may disturb sleep. So we want to avoid high protein foods at dinner time and give them at lunchtime instead. For more information on how to introduce solids, on baby-led weaning versus purees, and other commonly asked questions regarding nutrition, you can check out the nutrition section in the frequently asked question module. But for now, you can go to your worksheets and answer the questions for Module 4, Lesson 3, Realistic Nighttime Expectations.